podcast number 5, James chapter 1, verse 12. Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. The flow of James's argument to this point has been this. His letter dives straight into the fact that as Christians, we will face trials. Those things in life that come upon us because we live in hostile territory. We live in a world that hates us. When this happens, we are to consider it pure joy. Not some perverse delight in pain, but a deeper understanding that in these times, God is molding us more and more into his likeness. As we experience these tough times, we are being transformed. He is growing endurance in us so that we may be complete. However, they're trials. It's not easy. And so James encourages us to ask for wisdom, to help us trust God, even though we cannot always see. But don't be double-minded when you ask. Don't ask for wisdom. And also try and trust in answers not from God. A good example is wealth, which for so many acts as insulation against the troubles that life brings. Wisdom says that is a temporary measure and ultimately does no good at all and will fade away. James wants to finish this flow of thought by reminding his listeners of what does not fade away, what the wisdom of God shows us, the crown of life, an eternal, unfading reality of the glory of the place of God and our home being with him forever. Worldly wisdom says, this is all there is. Let's make it as pretty as possible. Godly wisdom says, this is all fading away, but the crown of life lasts forever. Remember the words of Jim Elliot. He is no fool who gives up what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose. The Apostle Paul, writing to Timothy towards the end of his life, says this, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. The Apostle Peter writes words that overlap with James so many times. This is what he writes in 1 Peter 1. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In all this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honour when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls.